So this is the holy letter of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. And this is letter number 1555, Baruch Hashem, dated on the 10th day of Iyar, Yud Iyar, Tavshuv Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to Chaim Hillel Azimov, and with all the titles, and Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the past, with the Pidyon Nefesh that was enclosed with it, for, he says, the Bachar, it doesn't say the name here, Sheyichya. So when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law with the titles, Zuchus Yogan Leino, I am going to read the Pidyon Nefesh. And of course, I'm sure that he will arouse great mercy upon him. And it is proper that he should find out by his mother, may she live, in a way of curse, of course, not to cause her any pain. Where the Rebbe says Shalom Litzaro Li'i Nechitzus, maybe because it's not that urgent, to find out if he was born Betara, means if she went to the Mikvah. And in either way, you should instruct her that the mezuzahs of her home should be kosher. And also, if it's possible, that he should wear a talis katan, if he is something which he could, he's begether zeh, able to do that in such a level. And for sure, you will let me know when there will be good news in the change of her health of the above the toiva. So, I'm not sure. It seems like it has to do was it the woman was sick or her. Rebbe is basically sending him to find out from his mother. So I'm not sure who his mother is. This for the son or for the? I'm not sure exactly. I can't make out at this moment. Okay, the Rebbe says, I was also a pleasure to read in your letter that you're making preparations to utilize the vacation days and that are about to come to take a number of students to the yeshiva, and you should invest a lot of energy and a lot of strength into this, Koiches Rabim, to increase the number of students, such students, because besides the fact that it says in the Tanya, in the end of chapter 25, that this yichud, in other words, whatever you do, a one-time thing even, when you do it, it is a yichud that remains above for eternity. And therefore, even if you do a mitzvah only one time with these students, so above, that is eternal, forever. But in addition to that, and perhaps it's not even an addition, but that's the main thing, is that when the students will hear a word of Torah, they will hear the word of Yerushalayim, of fear of heaven, and an inyan, a matter of mitzvah, so that you sow in them the power of the infinite and an internal koyach nitzchi, in the end of the day, this will do its impact also below. May Hashem give you success, and also those who support in your holy work with great success in the holy work beyond nature. And later on, to bring this down into nature, and therefore also your personal matters will be with success, with blessing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure when the Rebbe wrote about this talus cotton, if he is begeder zeh, meaning if it's possible, whether he means whether he can do it, or maybe he won't listen, it's not something that he will listen, but I'm not sure exactly what the Rebbe means, but it looks like her son was sick and the Rebbe was trying to find out. And in a previous letter we already learned, the Rebbe wanted to know, because he says when you get a remedy you need to know what the person's suffering from. So the Rebbe, when the Rebbe knows some more details, he can prescribe a better spiritual remedy, I guess.